This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tell me the truth. How many of you really want to start singing that song when he starts? Anyway, hey, Joe Messina, half of the family, like half of the team, Messina. Tammy is doing family stuff, as she always does. But for me and Tammy and the rest of the team here, the rest of the family, we want to wish your family, we want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you celebrate. And we celebrate Christmas. We believe in Christ. We believe in the birth of Christ. We believe that this is what this holiday is all about. It's not about how much you can buy somebody or how much they buy you. Or they get you the right gift. Did you get them the right gift, the right color, what have you? It should be a time of, I don't know, reconnecting with family. So that's the whole thing when God sent Christ, so we can reconnect with his family. Anyway, I appreciate you. I know Tammy appreciates you. We appreciate the support you've given us and the time that you've spent with us over the years. We are going to be gone, or I'm going to be gone. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We'll be back the day after. I put together some shows. I put together some segments. I hope you enjoy. I know I've enjoyed them over the past, and some new stuff, and so enjoy. Maybe it's a way for you to get other people to connect with the show. We're not doing any politics over the next 2 days. This is it. This is what you get. Again, I am Joe Messina. God bless you guys. We love you. We care about you. We want to thank you for being loyal supporters. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. God bless. Have a great Christmas. Overeat. Overenjoy your family. And truly, truly have a blessed Christmas.
Tops glisten and children listen.
So we finished. This guy's dead, right?
To hear sleigh bells in the snow.
We're close. Do you need an address to send me the gift that you're going to send me? We're almost there. Seriously. Right? I got a tree. You can see the tree. Right? I'll get, send you my address. You can send me gifts. And I'm not even a big fan of this lady. I like the song. I wish it was sung by somebody else. You don't know who that is? Yeah. They all look the same to me. What is it? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, all those. I guess it's the girls from the 80s or 90s. What are they? 90s or something? What do you want from me? I'm not a music freak. What?
Don't ask me. I know less than you do.
I know. You were into the, what was that? The woo-woo, the wang-wang, wham-wham, bang, whatever they were. That was your time, right? I don't want a lot for Christmas. You know what I want? I want you guys to make, let's go with a phone calling campaign. Okay, I want you guys to call as many stations in your area as you can and ask them why they're not carrying the real side with Joe Messina. Ask them what is wrong with them. Why can't they figure this out? We're going to talk about why universities are pushing to keep Christmas off of Christmas campuses at Christmas time. What are they going to do? And Harvard finally adopts sanctions on single-gender clubs. I don't get that one either, but we'll talk that a little bit more in a minute. Christopher from Maryland joins us. Christopher, thanks for A, for listening, and B, for calling in.
I don't think that's right to celebrate Christmas on campuses in the United States because it's been that way for George Washington.
What, celebrating Christmas on Christmas campuses? Huh?
Yeah.
College campuses, yeah, not Christmas campuses. Duh, that's me. This is a college campus. What are they going to celebrate? Nothing? We're going to take everything off the campuses? That'll be it? I don't get the reasoning. I'm going to do the story in a few minutes. But who sat there and said, hey, you know the Christmas thing? It's really bad. We shouldn't be doing this. Yeah.
Some dummy.
Well, he was very succinct about that, wasn't he? He went right to it. Anyway, hey, Christopher, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do.
Yeah, I always listen to your radio show.
I appreciate that more than you know, very much. And tell your friends about us, too. Don't forget that.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I got to tell you, when I see these stories, I go by probably about 10 of these a day, and I don't give them a whole bunch of time because, you know, they're just whacked. But coming into the Christmas season, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that these people can't figure out it's Christmas time. Right? I mean, the pagans didn't start a Christmas holiday. It was started because of Jesus, well, it was start to honor Jesus Christ. Right? So when you sit here and you say to yourself, have we taught our kids nothing? I mean, even if they said, look, Christmas is not inclusive enough, we want to turn it into A, B, C, and D, you could almost back off of that argument. But when you say you want to remove or you want to make campuses Christmas free at Christmas time, how do you do that? How do you say it or do it with a straight face? That's what I want to know. So as another Christmas quickly approaches, colleges across the country are issuing their annual guidelines on how to make the season as inclusive as possible. At the University of California Irvine, for instance, individual departments are encouraged to focus on celebrating a special occasion instead of a specific holiday. What special occasion happened on December 25th? Let me see. That's when they celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, most informed Christians understand that Jesus was not born on December 25th. We got that. All right? But you got to celebrate it something. Look, my mom, and I can't tell you the story's 100% true. I know it's like where she's at is probably, she's probably napping by now. But, you know, her birthday changed halfway through my life. Because what she was told in her little village in Italy later on, I guess the day she, so we don't really know when she was born. Right, we think it was in the month of June, so we celebrated every year at the same time. Just because we don't know it's the exact day doesn't make it any less important. And it's the same thing here. Christians decide, I go through the whole history. I realize Christians just didn't decide it. But it's a day we decide. So what special holiday do other, what are they going to call it? Hey, Merry Special Holiday Day. What are they going to call it? These are educated people who look down their nose at us. Think about that. You're in the break. And I'll think of a lot more I can say about it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
See, that was rock and roll. Okay, that was 70s rock and roll. Whether you like it or not. Okay? None of that wussy stuff we got in the late 80s or early 90s. The Wham Wham Bang, what, I don't even know the name of it. That was not rock and roll. Terrible. Just terrible stuff. All right, here we go again. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do there as well. I still want to know how you celebrate Christmas without Christmas or without Christ. Look, I'm not trying to get religious on you guys, but you want to have a holiday festival? That's one thing. But you can't do Christmas, you can't do Christmas without Christ. I get the biggest kick out of some of you guys that you've never read the Bible, you never opened the Bible, maybe you've been to a Christian church a couple times or a church as a whole, and you tell me you're a Christian. It's amazing to me. Wait a minute. You don't read the book that talks about Christ, that explains you all about Christ, but you heard he was a nice guy, so therefore you think you're a Christian because you're a follower of Christ, but not really because you kind of follow Buddha and Muhammad and whatever. Seriously? So colleges across the country are issuing guidelines now on how to make the season as inclusive as possible, but the biggest nut job of them all here in California, I mean, these colleges are hilarious. the University of California, Irvine, all right? They've got individual departments, and they're encouraging people to focus on celebrating the special occasion instead of a specific holiday. I'm still trying to figure out what this means. They're suggesting that they have a year-end celebration or celebrate seasonal themes such as fall, winter, or spring. So, every quarter, what are you going to have? A fall festival? A winter festival? Spring? What, do you put up a tree at one time? And let me see, what would you do? Bring in a pile of leaves in the house? You know, very pretty colored leaves? And winter, what?
I'm offended by that.
You're going to bring in a bucket? You're offended by that? Were you triggered?
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about this. In the winter, what are you going to bring in, a pile of snow? Seriously. All right, I know. But I'm having fun with it because think about how stupid this is. Just think about it. And figures, California's driving this thing, right? Now, the California University is also requests that the academic departments ensure that office celebrations are not indirectly celebrating religious holidays, suggesting that they, well, display diverse symbols representing a variety. Here's the problem, though. You lunatics who are so highly educated, right? You lunatics that are so highly educated, you think the Christmas tree is somehow related to Christianity. You think Santa Claus is somehow related to Christianity. When you start off there, I don't know. I have no idea how to... I don't even know how to work this through. I don't know how to make you see that because you're not interested in religion. You're so concerned that some kind of religious something is going to sneak in somewhere that you want to stay away from it all. The State of University of New York, Brockport, has issued similar guidance on the culturally sensitive holiday decorations, even advising employees to consider a grab bag instead of a Secret Santa gift exchange, although I wouldn't let Al Franken set up the grab bag event. Could be very dangerous. Keep decorations general, non-specific to any religion, and create a winter theme with lights and colors rather than religious icons. Include decorations from all cultural traditions represented in your department. The guidelines add, listen, I have non-religious friends that say they enjoy Christmas. They enjoy the atmosphere. They enjoy the giving attitude, the joyous attitude of many people. Right? Many cultural... Think about something. Even in Christmas, think about the cultural diversity you have. Do you think the people... Do you think Christians in India celebrate Christmas the same way Christians in Italy do? Christians in Germany? Christians in the U.S.? All these things that have been brought together. I've been to homes where people are predominantly German or Irish or what have you, and they celebrate different. So, don't think, you think that and seriously, there's a lot of people who celebrate Christmas that have no religious affiliation. There's, I'll tell you what, I went into, what's the Christian store?
Christian store?
No, not that one. The one that just opened down here, like this year. The big Christian Hobby Lobby, right? That's owned by a Christian family, right? I went in there looking for a nativity scene. I had to order one online. You know why? They didn't have one. What is it? They are outlawed now?
Only in California.
Only in California. Apparently they can't. You know what they do in California? When you come across the border from another state, if you have fruit from another state, they take it away from you. If you have anything Christian, they probably take that away from you too now because they don't want you to bring it over the border. But, I mean, think about it. I can't even go to Hobby Lobby, and no disrespect for Hobby Lobby. They got a lot of cool stuff in there. I thought was really interesting was the first store I've been into in a long time that actually had Bibles by the checkout. Like a Bible is a impulse purchase. I mean, seriously. You know, it anyway, I won't go there. I'll be nice. So, but only in California, really. I'm sure there's other places, just not here. But only in California. When you think about this, we can't have Christmas theme at Christmas time on a college campus. You might offend somebody. What if you offend me as a Christian? Do I count?
Ohio University. Ohio University? Really? They put out a guide on holiday expenditures, noting that decorations purchased with university funds and displayed in public areas should be secular in nature. Maybe they should say what secular is, because nobody really knows what religious stuff is. The same paragraph mentions campus policy 42.501, which pertains... Don't you feel like it's Bernie Fife has stepped into the picture? Yes, paragraph mentions campus policy 42.501, which pertains to the safe and appropriate use of decorations. Oh, we have safe in there now. The policy contains no provisions on requiring secular-themed decorations, and the university did not respond to the local news source request for clarification. So the Ohio University put out a memo that said that they can't be secular in nature. But their policy, the actual policy that they have written that were voted on, doesn't say anything about it. Life University is sponsoring a holiday decorating event or contest, but will judge participants on inclusiveness. Hey. I mean, what do Pastafarians have? What do they do at Christmas time? Do they even have a thing? Festivus polls? That would be a good one, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Science. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Investigators have found tissue at the scene of this morning's explosion in Nashville that they believe could be remains, but they could not say whether it potentially came from someone inside the RV.
Now, and I want to stand with our downtown residents and our business owners for whom this was a terrible day, but we are, like Nashville, has faced other challenges, particularly this year. We can rebuild and and get back to normal.
That's Nashville Mayor John Cooper. The blast also caused widespread communications outages. The three people injured are said to be stable. A much smaller crowd than usual gathered at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, believed by Christians to be the birthplace of Jesus. Services were scaled back around the globe, with some churches spacing out parishioners or holding online services. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is a real fight. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE. It'll change in a minute, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, seriously, I appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, like I said, on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. A lot of you know that there's fires going on in California. And I know some of you have been asking, you know, sending us text messages, emails, what have you. We are fine. And I appreciate the concern. I really do, honestly. But we are fine. And what are we? Probably 15 minutes away from where it's happened, maybe 20. The smoke is blowing in the opposite direction. So we're not being affected by it. Not yet, anyway.
Not at all.
What's that?
No.
No, she's saying no over there. So we won't be affected by it. Tammy won't let it happen. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Okay, we've got, let's see, we've got Willie from Kentucky. And Willie wants to talk about the, I can't think of her name now, but she was one of the court people that refused to issue licenses, the marriage licenses, if you recall. A while back. Willie, thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to say God bless you and Merry Christmas to you and your family. I listen to you all every night, and you don't know how much I appreciate you all.
Well, I appreciate you listening. God bless you too, brother, really.
I was listening to News Talk Radio here in Kentucky, here our local news thing, and it was talking about the lady in Rowan County. She's coming up for election next year, and one of the people she refused the marriage license to is now running against her to take her job.
That's right.
And it's comical. It's just, you know, the liberals and stuff, it's amazing how embedded they are everywhere, you know, and how we should have to bend to everything they want us to do, and it's just nice to hear good conservative people, you know, stand up for it. And like I said, you're a blessing to a lot of people, and me including. I listen to you all nightly, and I thank you. Like I said, you're all a little sanity, brings a little sanity back to the world. But I'll just let you go. But I just didn't know if you heard about that or not.
I did.
It is
I did, Willie, and I appreciate the kind words, but I want to say something before you go. You need to encourage your friends to get out there and support her and to help make sure she gets elected again. If that's if you are behind her and behind what she's doing, first of all, you know, I believe you need to pray about it. I need to believe to ask God for guidance as to how to work this and make sure that this person gets back in again. And you need to make sure that people get behind her. Whether you know, believe it or not, when these people get $2 or $5 from you, you know, because I know money's tight for some people, even a dollar or two, it really does a lot for you because you know somebody has given up something to send you that $1 or $2 or $3 or $5. It means so much. So if you can encourage your friends, okay, if they're in agreement with her, get out there and help her win that seat.
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. I'm counties away. It just bothers me to hear something like that and it's, you know, an hour down the road. But
I agree.
But no, I wanted to thank you all though. I listen to y'all nightly and want to call plenty of times, but I'm working night shift here but I thank you all. You're all a blessing to me and I God bless you all and I hope
you'll
have a very merry Christmas.
Keep praying for us, Willie. Have a safe night. You know, it's true because again I've been elected to a school board. And it's a constant fight. They're constantly looking for reasons to remove me. They're constantly looking at things that I say, the way I say it, that hurts them or what have you. I think it's hilarious. So you need to support. When you help get someone elected, when you believe in where somebody stands, you need to push to make sure they stay in. It might be something as simple. Think about something today. We use email a lot. When you get an email that says, you know, Mary Jane wants $5 for her campaign, or so, you know, I get them all the time. They don't mean anything to me. But if I get an email from a friend of mine, and it says, hey, I'm supporting so and so because I believe he's one of us, or he holds our same principles, I open that email and I read it. And if it comes from somebody I know and trust, they go, hey, you know what? We need to support this guy because, you know, John says this is a great guy and he works hard. And we need to get behind him or her. And that's what we need to do for each other. And my, you know, Christian brothers and sisters, I've done this with you plenty of times. And I'll do a show around it again. I'll do a whole hour around it. Where you're called by God. I mean, look, if God gave you government as a gift to oversee you, right? Why would you abuse it? Why wouldn't you care for it the same way you do if you believed that he made available a car for you or a house or whatever? Right? You take care of it. So it's the same thing with government. I mean, the Bible tells us in several different places that we are to go out and find godly people to rule over us. You think a bunch of heathens? You think a bunch of people who don't believe in God, who don't believe in moral values? I mean, the ones who tell you they do, but they don't. Al Frankenstein being one of them. Right? Do you think that they're going to vote in moral, solid moral people? Now, again, the people on the left are having a field day with this conversation. I don't believe that just because somebody says they're a Christian, says they're a conservative, or goes to church on Sunday, that they have integrity, they're upright, and they're moral. It's how they live their lives, right? Because my Bible says, I'll know them by their fruits. So they've got to be living it, too. They've got to be living it out, too. And you never know who you're affecting, you're approaching. You know, it's kind of, you know, I get behind this mic every night. I don't take it lightly. I know that some people are listening. I know some people are believing everything I say. I always say the same thing. Don't believe everything I say. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe everything your pastor says. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe everything your party leader says. Check it out for yourself. Because your responsibility, especially for my Christian friends, you get in front of God. You can't say, well, he said. Because God's going to say, well, what did I say? Don't know what you said, but he said. Right? You don't want to be there. You don't want to be making mistakes because you trust the wrong people. I bring it to you. I make mistakes at times. That's why I tell you to check stuff out. But most of the times, we go out of our way to make sure it's right and it's real. And, you know, stuff like this where you have universities, where you're sending your kids, you're working hard. Matter of fact, some of your kids, God bless them, they have busted hump. They have worked hard. They've gone after some kind of grants or all kinds of funds to be able to get to school. You've been busting the hump all your life to send your child to a college, and then you send them to a college like, forgive me, my Catholic friends, I just don't get this. Okay? Mercyhurst University, which is a Catholic college in Pennsylvania, is now referring to Christmas celebrations as the annual holiday tree lighting. Why? You know, Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you in front of the Father. Really? Good luck with that. Come on, seriously. Especially if you're a Christian organization. Why would you back down? Now, I'm not saying that you stick your finger in somebody's face. I'm saying, I'm a Christian organization. You know, you walk into a Catholic church, right? If you don't, and again, I'm not making fun. I'm just making a statement of fact. If you don't see a crucifix somewhere up on the wall, leave. It's not a Catholic church. I grew up in a Catholic church. They're very proud of the crucifixes that they have usually in the church. A reminder of what Christ did for us. Not an idol. They're not worshiping it. I don't believe that for a second. It's simply a reminder. If you have a cross in your house, it's a reminder to you of what you stand for, what Jesus did for you. Not a bad thing. And yet a Catholic university is not willing to call it a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree lighting ceremony. Harvard University student newspaper ran an editorial attacking President Trump for returning a nativity scene to the White House. Really? They call the move disrespectful. Well, how is that more inclusive? These are the inclusivity freaks. Now, I don't have a college education. In one way, I think that's good, because I'm not overeducated. I have to go look things up and figure things out. I never had a professor tell me what to think. Right? So, and I'm not dogging you guys that went to college. Don't take it the wrong way. But in my feeble little mind, inclusivity means you're inviting everybody in. And not at the cost of any one individual. See, I'm not afraid to be with other religious people. I'm not afraid to be at events with other religious people. Because the truth will always prevail. You think about that during the break. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you will be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before my Catholic friends send me nasty emails, I love you. I grew up in a Catholic church. I love my Catholic upbringing. I just don't get some of the things that are going on when it comes to not being afraid, not being ashamed of who you are. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. In California, it's really kind of hard to understand this song, or whatever. You can dream all you want, ain't gonna happen.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
You know, seriously, you've got to drive like 2 hours if it even snows at Christmas time. See, I grew up in New England, where doo-wop was prevalent. You know, more in Philly. See, I don't know that much about music, but I do know my dad was like a freak with this stuff. So, and I know he listens to the show from time to time. I mean freak in the most loving way, Dad. But anyway, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to get back to this because I want to finish. I'm going to run out of time. I know it, but I want to finish this up. So if your kids go into a school, a college, and they're not celebrating Christmas and they're Christians, tell them not to be afraid. You know, I screwed up this year. My apologies. Got started too late, could make it happen fast enough. But I gave out buttons last year. I'm going to give them out next year. I promise I'll make it happen. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I can't tell you how often that when I wore that button out and around, people would say, they would point to the button or they'd look at the button and go, hey, Merry Christmas to you too. And then the other day I was on a tech support call where somebody was helping me fix something. And the guy said, hey, you know, you have a happy holiday. I said, I'm not going to have a happy holiday. I'm going to have a Merry Christmas. And he said, and you could hear him giggle. And he's like, hey, okay, Merry Christmas to you too. And they're probably told what to say until. I went into my bank today and was very excited because they sent us a card. I'm one of those guys, if you're going to send cards to us, I shouldn't tell them this because some of them probably have already sent them. If you send me a card that says Happy Holidays, knowing me and who I am, it hits the trash. I'm sorry. I appreciate the 48 cents and whatever you paid for the envelope of the card. I get the feeling, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to promote that in my house. For me and my family, it's Christmas. If you send me Happy Holidays or season greetings, if you send me season greetings, right, you better have basil, oregano, and that kind of stuff in packages inside the envelope. Because that's what seasons to me mean to me, seasoning. So, seriously, I just don't do it, all right? So I go to my bank today, and I thank them because they sent a card to us, and it had a picture of Santa on the card, but it also said, believe. And when you open the card up, it talked about faith and hope and all that fun stuff and Merry Christmas. All right? So I appreciate them doing that. But the funny thing is, when I walked into the bank, she was hand... This wasn't like... I guess every branch was putting it out to their clients. But they were handwriting on these cards. And she had three boxes in front of her. And I kind of went, why do you have three boxes? And she said, well, these are for our Jewish customers, these are for our Christian customers, and these are for ones that we don't know what they celebrate. And I thought that was great. They actually took the time. They're not a mega bank, but they're not a minor bank either. They took the time to think about where people want to be. You know, how people would want to be greeted or what have you. I thought that was kind of nice. I know, kind of goofy, but I thought it was nice. So, let's see. So I was talking about how the university should try to get rid of Christmas at Christmas time on college campuses. That's just hilarious. So, bringing back the nativity scene, according to one writer, is a slap in the face to the remaining religions thriving within America. Here's the funny thing about it. When I talk to most people from other religions, 99% of them, and I truly mean it, 99% of them, even my atheist friends, are not offended by Merry Christmas because they understand the meaning behind it. Right? It's not a Merry Christmas, hope you're a Christian or else. It's Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful time of year. I hope your family's at peace. I hope you guys have a great meal. You have a great family time together. And that all the love that comes around about at Christmas happens in your family. What part of that can you be offended by unless you're brain dead? The other 0.001%, I don't know what you're just looking to be offended. You're just looking to be upset about something. That's how I see it. That's my personal opinion. So, by having a nativity scene, it means I've put out the other religions? No, you're wrong. I don't know which one. The only atheists even so that I know that go nuts are the freedom from religion freaks. Because even people I've talked to, that atheists that I talk to that know about the freedom from religion freaks, think they go overboard too. Now, according to this group, they're upset because President Trump seems to have forgotten
those who don't practice Christianity. No. You know, it's like some places taking down the Christmas tree because it offends Muslims. So we don't want to offend them, but you're going to offend me. Because if I go in to a shop at Christmas time and you don't have a Christmas tree, I'm upset. Why not? Why can't you have something to... Why can't you have something to celebrate the day? I don't get it. I mean, don't put them down. Don't put me down. Don't make fun of me. Just celebrate along with me. That's all I want. Not a big deal. I'm not asking you to bow at the altar. I'm not asking you to praise Jesus. I'm simply asking to enjoy the time, the season. The only thing that I've already talked to you guys about this. I was going to say, the only thing that bothers me about Christmas is in the true spirit of the day. Right? In the true spirit of the day, when Jesus came to set us free, we go into bondage, perpetual bondage on credit cards. I know a lot of people, they spend most of the year paying off their credit cards, right? So when you come back around and finally August, September, October, they're paid to zero, what do you do in December? You run them back off again. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. Just, I want to admonish you at the end of these shows that when it comes to Christmas time and family and all of this, some of those people around the room won't be with you next year for whatever reason. And don't sit there and say, most of my family are young, because we use a lot of young people every year. Reach out to those kids. Reach out to those young people. Learn more about them. Seriously. Learn more about what's going on in their lives. Sow into their lives. Whether it's with words of wisdom, money, help, other resources you have. Sow into their lives. Because they'll remember you. There's no other way. I mean, I can't keep up with the young people. I don't understand everything that they're doing or not doing. You know what I mean? So you do what you can, where you can, and what you understand. I don't believe anybody's ever hopeless. I don't believe that anybody is non-reachable. Now, they may not want to be reached. But once you plant that seed, once you give them that information, they can't get away from it, can they? Anyhow, you know, the tolerant left, the ones that talk about love, you know, and love trumps hate, which I always find interesting because love trumps hate as long as it goes along with violence, apparently. There was a pro-life teen that was punched outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic. Now, he didn't get in the way of the person. He didn't stop anybody from doing anything. He just had a sign up there. Right? And he was sucker punched, which means he didn't even know what was coming. And apparently that was okay. Now, the teenager was part of a Students for Life of America group, which we've had on the show several times. And they were engaged on the sidewalk counseling on public property across from Planned Parenthood, across the street. And somebody basically just walked up and punched this person. And the pro-lifers usually gather on Saturdays in front of these places because it's the most busy, for them, it's the most busy time of year or the month of the week. And they hold up signs that say, all people are made in God's image. How revolting, right? I mean, it's okay for the left to run around with those, forgive me, vagina hats, right? Dressed up in the costumes, dressed all that way. That's all okay. We're supposed to be accepting of that. These guys have a silence to say, all people are made in God's image. And that is triggering. Give that some thought later on. Hey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know your time is precious. God bless and have a great rest of the day. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh,